Now, I've been fortunate to be at this job on a national scale for 15 years now. And because I've been covering so many sports in so many different places, I'm not as emotionally invested in sports as I used to be. And I'm not complaining about it. I love what I do for a living. But there are still some teams out there with whom I'm emotionally invested. And my alma mater, the University of Michigan, is one of those teams, one of those places. So with the Wolverines getting a new football coach, I figured I had to phone him up and speak to the man who holds my emotions in the palms of both of his hands. And that is Brady Hoke joining us on the line right now, the University of Michigan's new football coach. Coach, you hold my emotions. You hold them.
But, you know, that's a little scary, but you know what? We're excited and privileged and humbled to hold your emotions, I can tell you that.
It's very, I mean, they're fragile, too. They're fragile emotions as well.
Well, hopefully we can get you a little more confident and not as fragile.
Yeah. I appreciate that, and I think I speak for a lot of alums, too, that were genuinely concerned about the state of the football team over the last few years. And hearing you, just hearing you, has put us on better footing. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I hear that. And I don't know if you took that into account when you first stepped to the podium last week to accept the job.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. But the one thing I can tell you, that is all very heartfelt emotion about the University of Michigan, about the legacies and the tradition and the guys who wear that helmet and the school and the education and everything that goes along with it. You know, we had great times in 8 years in Ann Arbor, and we're very fortunate to be there, and we're excited to be there now. And we hit the ground running, and, you know, those kids that are up there, we're going to embrace, and we're going to teach, and we're going to do everything that we know how to do to make Michigan football what it should be.
Pro-style offense, right, Coach? Is that what you got going? Okay.
Yep.
And that, because the 30 yards in the cloud of dust that we've seen the last 3 years, and unfortunately not as much, it was just very difficult for me to accept. The question is, though, Denard Robinson excelled at that offense. How are you going to be able to work him in to this new pro-style offense with you and Al Borges, your OC?
Well, the one thing, Rich, I can tell you, you know, you never try and put a square peg in a round hole. And this isn't about coaches, and it's not about a coach. It's not about a scheme. It's about taking the kids that are there and as much as you possibly can, making sure that we're going to use their abilities and what they do. And, you know, Denard, first and foremost, is an unbelievable young man, and we've had some tremendous conversations. Al Borges has had tremendous conversations with him, and I hired Al because of his knowledge, the vast knowledge. He is a true football junkie, and I guess the one thing I would tell you, you know, there's a guy named Vic who seems to have settled pretty well in Philadelphia with a pro-style attack.
And so, defensively, where do we stand here? Are you in the midst of sifting through defensive coordinator candidates right now?
Well, yeah. You know, the one thing I wanted to do is get the offense. I'm a defensive coach. I'm a defensive-minded coach. I believe defense wins you championships, and in those tough games, you've got to count on your defense to create some opportunities for your offense or keep people out of the end zone. So I wanted to make sure the offense was where it needed to be. And I knew having Al that he would do a tremendous job on that side of the ball. And now defensively, there's some candidates who I've talked to. There's some people that I'm very interested in. And I was going to take that part of it a little slower because we need to play defense at Michigan, and that's what Michigan has always stood for. So we've got some work to do there.
Now, how much of Bo have you retained as a head coach, Brady? Because he was there, obviously, as the emeritus while you were there for 8 years, winning 5 Big Ten championships and a national championship. How much of Bo is in you?
Well, you know, I think it It's kind of happened from growing up. You know, my dad played for Woody Hayes at Miami of Ohio, and always loved Woody. I have a great deal of respect in my family. My brother coaches for the Bears, and I have two sisters. And in our family, you didn't get married or you didn't have children during football season. That was a general rule. And I think being in Michigan and being brought up the way we were as a football family and being around Bo and having that ability, Lloyd, obviously, Coach Moeller, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So it's something that is a big part of me and just a big part of who I am.
Give me a good Bo story when he came up.
Oh, geez.
He must have been all over you if you were the D-line coach. I mean, you're in the trenches.
No question. You know, the one thing Bo would always do is, you know, you go out to practice and, you know, you'd meet with him in the office a little bit and do those kind of things. And he'd be out of practice and you'd want your guys watching. If they weren't in taking that rep, you want them to watch. And I'd look over there and he'd be slapping them in the belly and he'd be laughing with them. And so I went over one day and said, Coach, you know, we're really trying to get some things done here and want these guys to pay attention. And, of course, he just gave me that look, and I knew I probably was close to overstepping my bounds.
Close to it, though, right?
Yes. Just close to it.
Right. I like that. So what was Tom Brady like when he was on campus? And did you see at all what he has become back then?
You know, I would like to say I did, to be honest with you. Tom was a guy who took everything in. You're talking about tremendously intelligent, hard worker, studied the game. And I can remember in the first Super Bowl that they won against St. Louis, when St. Louis scored, and I think there was a minute 18 or something like left on the clock, my wife Laura and I were sitting there watching the game, and I said, they gave him too much time. Mm. And because that year, his senior year, his last year, I believe there were eight games that we were behind in the second half or in the fourth quarter that Tom came back and led us to victory.
But was he struggling with the fact that he had a shared time with Drew Henson at the time?
You know, you never saw it. Never saw that. Never saw any kind of angst about that or, you know, negative emotion at all. You know, I think like most guys, Rich, when they come to Michigan, they know it's about team and they know it's about Michigan. So I thought he handled the situation unbelievably well.
I love it. I just love the way you're talking, Coach. I know I'm making all the Ohio State and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Penn State fans listening to this podcast sick, but I don't care for the moment. I want them to continue listening.
Okay.
But that's where, you know,
we don't expect them to be happy.
It's up to you to make them unhappy, you know?
That's exactly right.
That's up to you. Charles Woodson, when you were on the staff, he was winning Heismans and the national championship. What was he like at the time in terms of trying to get better? Because he was already a man among boys when he was on the field.
The one thing, and I've used this story a lot with the different teams I've been with and been the head coach of, no one worked harder than Charles Woodson, particularly getting ready for the 97 season. He didn't lose at anything, whether it was summer conditioning, winter conditioning, a gasser, some sort of run, whatever it was. His competitive nature, his competitiveness, his toughness that he brought to Michigan and brought to our football team and brought to that defense, he was unbelievably, and I got a chance to be with Charles during the summer at a Michigan function, and we just sat there, and I complimented him. I thanked him for that because if guys would work as hard and with the competitiveness and the toughness that Charles works with, I'll tell you, we're going to have one great football team.
How many guys have you heard from already in the first week from back in the day? Who have you heard from?
Well, you know, Steve Hutchinson, Charles, Tom, you know, Glenn Steele, James Hall, Jared Irons. I mean, I could go through a list of guys, John Jansen, of guys who have were either at the press conference or immediately after the press conference I got phone calls from, and you know that's what makes Michigan great.
Have you heard from have you heard from Congressman Runyon? Have you heard from him?
You know what? I have not heard from Big John. I can tell you that I was here 1 year with John. He came out as a junior, and we had a guy named Glenn Steele who was a defensive end and was an All-American. And I'm talking, you're talking about battles in practice. I mean, if you battled like that. And they battled like that on Saturdays. I knew we were going to be in good shape.
And your brother has a pretty big game coming up this weekend. Your brother,
yes, he does.
Your brother,
yes, he does.
Your brother John is the DB coach for the Chicago Bears. What is he telling you about the Bears' season and how they're preparing? I mean, your brother has got one of the most red-hot quarterbacks aiming for his guys this weekend in Aaron Rodgers.
You know, Rich, you know, because of what we do and because of our work schedules and everything, we get to talk for about a minute or 2 minutes. I called him after the win on Sunday and just told him, great job, and, you know, enjoy that one, but get ready for the next one. But, you know, he's, you know, he loves the Bears. He loves the guys he's coaching. You know, Coach Smith and that whole group have done a tremendous job, and they're playing pretty good defense. And, you know, Jay had a nice day the other day.
So you're getting you're right now. You're calling me in between recruiting visits. Is that what's going on right now?
Yes, I'm in a high school right now as we speak.
Is that right? Can you tell me what state you're in? What state are you in?
The state of Ohio.
There you go. Go right in there and get their best player and put him in maize and blue and stick it to the scarlet and gray. That's what you got to do.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You know, we're going to do a great job in the state of Michigan, and we're going to do a great job. In the state of Ohio, we're going to work our tails off, and we have a lot of respect for what Coach Trussell and they've done down there at Ohio. But you know, we've got to go compete, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Desmond came from that state, Elvis came from that state, Charles Woodson came from that state. I mean, there's a history. Come from that state, Bo's come from that state. It's a history here. The border.
Well, there is. You know, and you know one thing: the guys who will be. In those wing helmets from the state of Ohio, they know it and they understand what that game means and what that game's all about.
Well, it's just a relief knowing that we've got a coach that isn't going to give the number one to a rookie defensive back, and we've got—I don't mean to denigrate here, but it just is a relief. It's a relief that somebody of your background is now at the controls here, Coach. And I just wanted to phone you up and sort of give you an unofficial entry interview and feel you out. And I think I hope it's been enjoyable for you.
Well, it's been great, Rich. And believe me, we've enjoyed what you do and following your. And anytime or anything we can do, please don't hesitate to call.
I will do that, Brady. Thanks very much. Good luck, and go pick us out a winner there in the state of Ohio. Pick us out a winner.
Yeah. Or go blue.
All right, there you go. Go blue. Brady Hoke, everybody. The University of Michigan head coach. He just sounds like a head coach. It sounded like there was some Rex Ryan in him, but obviously a more straight lace.
He's going to do great.
Rex
then.
Ryan. You think so?
Yeah,
Barty Shiraeus joining us here back on the podcast, one of the original Hot Topics.